Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yesterday we had a discussion about a young lady who was running in the SRC at Wits University.
Yes.
She was running with the ANC. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, certain EFF members of the team were upset that we weren't giving other people a chance. So now, he's not from the EFF, as far as I know. But we have on the line Joshua Wolpe, who's with the One South Africa movement, and he is running for SRC at Tux. So we have him on the line. Joshua, welcome to the show.
Morning, Benji. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for being on. So first of all, for people who might not know, One South Africa Movement, who is that?
One South Africa Movement is led by chief activist Mamusi Maimane. He formed the party after getting tired of party politics, never achieving anything for South Africans. So we are a brand new movement that is for independent candidacy, as opposed to people hiding behind party lines and never achieving anything.
Okay, so you're part of the One South Africa Movement. You're running with Tux. What are some of the big issues that are facing students at Tux that you're trying to solve?
Well, Benji, Tux needs serious change. I'm tired of hearing stories of students having to sleep in the library, of students having to pick up food from dustbins, never having enough data for their studies, never having accountable leadership within the SRC to talk to anyone. So we really need to bring drastic and severe change to uplift students' lives at Tux.
Now you're busy running. Are there other members of your movement that are running for the SRC? Is it just you by yourself? How is that working?
No, currently I'm the only one running for the One South Africa Movement. We've just launched our Tux branch now. And, we're all putting all of our efforts into the presidency campaign, which is obviously the biggest portfolio. So we hope that once we hit the presidency, we can implement real change with the help of ONESA.
Are you gaining traction on campus?
It's a completely different political climate right now. Everything is online. I know the minister announced yesterday that campuses are reopening, but the election is fully online. So we're just pushing for our social media presence. And I actually am going through to Pretoria today to engage with students. So yeah, when campuses open, we'll be there and we'll be talking to people, but we're living in a completely new situation right now.
Talk to us a little bit about the dynamics at Tux. Yesterday when we spoke to Gabby Farber from Wits, she was talking about the presence of the PYA being a big aspect of campus life. Who drives the politics at Tux? What are the political parties that play in that space?
So, yeah, at Tux it's very different from Wits. It's mainly dominated by party politics, unfortunately. Although the current president is independent and Tux is unfortunately majority DA within the SRC. So let us see what changes we can bring to that, because clearly change is not happening for students.
And what about sort of more parties that you would expect, say, Afrikaans interested voters, Afroforum, the FF Plus, those sort of people? Do they have a presence on campus? And what about the ANC and the EFF? Are those also parties that tend to find a home at Tux?
The ANC and the EFF most definitely have a home at Tux, and a big home at that. They have a big ground force at Tux. They have a lot of influence. They both have a few seats within the SRC. As I said, the president is independent currently. And in terms of Afrikaans parties, the FF Plus did not run last year for SRC elections. I've seen them before on campus, but I've never seen them run for elections in the last few years, according to my knowledge.
So you're also, a Jewish student. You're at Tux. You're part of Sorgers over there. What's it like being a Jewish student at Tux? Are there any particular issues? Are Jews kind of part of the scene at Tux? How does that work?
To be honest with you, I have friends from all ethnicities and cultures and backgrounds. Everyone has been very accepting of who I am as a Jewish student in politics. And I won't only fight for Jewish students, I also want to fight for more Muslim students and Hindu students. And there's definitely, I would definitely never feel unsafe or worried about sharing that I'm Jewish at Tux. Everyone is very accepting and welcoming.
Well, there you go. When actually is the election taking place, Josh?
On the 26th to the 28th of October.
26th to 28th of October. And I'm assuming if you're a Tux student, you'll be able to vote online. Is that correct?
Yes, it's going to be an online ballot. You just get a link through ClickUp and then you cast your votes. It's very easy online.
Well, there you go, Joshua Wolpe. He's running for president and he wants your vote. Josh, where can people find more information if they want to go vote or share your story?
So people can visit my Instagram page at Josh Wolpe. They can message me through there to ask me anything they want to know, get my number, talk on WhatsApp, whatever. And yeah, anyone get in touch with me and I'm happy to answer any questions or thoughts that you have. There you go. Win this together.
There we go. Josh Wolpe, One South Africa Movement. He's running for SRC. Best of luck, Josh, on the hustings.
Thanks so much, Benji. Enjoyed being on.
There we go. Josh Wolpe.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.